Oh, yeah, we didn't get through the quote, did we? All right, I promise. From now on, I'm going to strictly stick to the script. So the essential condition for the existence and for this, and this is, we're quoting Communist Manifesto. The essential condition for the existence and for the sway of the bourgeois class is the formation and augmentation of capital. The condition for capital is wage labor. Wage labor rests exclusively on competition between the laborers. Another word for that is atomization. My interjection, despite my saying I wouldn't interject, but right? Atomization is key, is a key underlying premise for the existence of wage labor. They have to separate us. So, just by the analysis, the logic given to us 170 years ago, it's obvious that this system is based in coerced work, which is based on keeping us apart from each other. With those two clear facts alone, the result of solid analysis, we should have by now, if the official spokespeople had really been representing us, we the people, we have had all we needed to single-mindedly keep our focus on what we have to do to get us free, end coerced work. And this ain't about changing who owns the planet, who controls the resources. It's not about that. It's about each individual, one of us, not having a leash attached to our necks. The advance of industry, whose involuntary promoter is the bourgeoisie, places the isolation of the laborers due to competition. Atomization is due to competition and physically and the physical design of the world we live in. Let's don't forget that. By their revolutionary combination due to association. The development of modern industry, therefore, cuts from under its feet the very foundation on which the bourgeois produces and appropriates products, unquote from the Communist Manifesto. And they veered to magical thinking, I believe, on the end, but that's at the end, but that's for our discussion when we talk about embracing global goals. I believe the focus on the accumulation of capital is a focus on appearances. Appearances. A focus on the means that hides the underlying motives and the human face behind them. That the true object was not swelling figures on a spreadsheet, but the control of us that removing from our hands all means would bring. Power unleashed the forces of greed to do its work and render us absolutely helpless. And so the way out is necessarily informed by this too. I believe the issue never was the development of the productive forces to enable freedom or universal leisure, which has been the stance of Marxists and has led nowhere. It's led into that tautology we just talked about. It never was the development of the productive forces. The issue always was defeating power. That our nature always has been open, generous, cooperative, gregarious, as with the gorillas in times past. And as with the gorillas, a long experience of cruelty changed all that. For we class-bound humans, but we'll change it back